Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, this week, agricultural groups are applauding the bipartisan Death Tax Repeal Act of 2021, which was introduced by U.S. Senator John Thune of South Dakota and U.S. Representative Sanford Bishop of Georgia and Jason Smith of Missouri. Ethan Lane is the NCBA's VP of Government Affairs and told me that the estate tax disproportionately harms producers because with few options to pay off tax liabilities, many farm and ranch families are forced to make tough choices at the time of death and in worst-case scenarios must sell off land to meet their federal tax burden.
It's really not well understood on Capitol Hill and certainly not well understood amongst Democrats that are really pushing a lot of these tax provisions at the moment, just what an outsized impact something like the death tax has on agricultural producers in particular. Because of the way their operations are set up, you know, these aren't big corporations. These are family operations and their assets in an estate are typically really predominantly tied up in land and in things like that that are not liquid.
And NCBA says with more than 40% of farmland expected to transition in the next two decades, Congress must prioritize policies that support land transfers to the next generation of farmers and ranchers. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.